Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to She's Got Time. This is episode 23. It's your girl, Swing Cash, back in the building. Excited to be with you all. And you know how I started off every week. I am thankful and grateful that you always take time and choose to rock out here with us on She's Got Time in this podcast. I truly enjoy what I'm doing. I hope you're enjoying the messages and the interviews and people that we are bringing to you on a weekly basis. You know how we start at the top every week. We do the rewind, the week that was. So this past week and weekend was Memorial Weekend, which a lot of Americans, a lot of people love to get together with family, with friends. People sometimes lose the message in what Memorial Day stands for, but a lot of people understand that we love to honor our military servicemen and women and be thankful for the selflessness that they have endured in order to serve and protect all of our freedoms that we have here in America. So this past weekend was very, very interesting for me because I had an opportunity to take a weekend and go down to DC with the MBA, MBA Cares, and learn more about an organization called TAPS that I'll tell you a little bit more about it in our podcast here in a second. But I had an opportunity to really engage with some young people that are dealing with a lot of different grief by losing a loved one because that has served, you know, in our country, whether it was in war or coming back home and having to deal with things from war. But it really sparked this fire inside of me of who we are as Americans, what American values are, where do we stand, and how are we loving thy neighbor as we love ourselves. And I saw this really cool tweet from Holly Rowe. And Holly Rowe is a journalist that works at ESPN, covers a bunch of different sports, whether it's men's basketball you see on the sidelines, whether it's women's softball, WNBA, doesn't matter. Holly is there. And Holly had recently has gone through cancer and treatment, but she's always been one of those fighters and she just shoots it to you straight. And that's why I love following her. She's a great follow on social media. But Holly posted this message that I thought was really cool. And I want to make sure I share that with you all in a little bit here too. But yeah, so just my week was really, really interesting. I have the time, like I said, to go and to be able to service and interact with young people. It was great to be back home, to go to our friends and to celebrate not only their new home, but their family. And just being around really good people was great because as you all know, as a working mom, my husband and I travel a lot and sometimes we don't get to make those functions all the time. So when you do have an opportunity to go, you show up, you enjoy, you embrace the moment, and you never try to take it for granted. So thanks to Meredith and also Ernst for having us. We definitely enjoyed our time. And I will say this, that I did have a sinus infection over the weekend. So if I sound a little groggy to y'all, please just bear with me because I couldn't even really be out that long because I had to really just kind of focus on getting healthy and getting stronger and being able to go for this week. So my week was really interesting. But at the end of the day, it was all about just celebrating who we are as people, as a human race, and celebrating the life, the legacy of those who continue to do selfless acts as far as serving in our military. For all those men and women and their families, I salute you again this past Memorial Weekend and Memorial Day. Truly meant something to my heart, to family, friends of mine, my dad, who have served and continue to stay active. We appreciate you. So wanted to make sure I got that done at the top. Now let's get into this topic this week. A few minutes ago, I talked about what Memorial Weekend, what Memorial Day meant to me and something that kind of burned inside of me in a fire. And the topic for this week is, what are your values and how do you own those values as an American? And I know we have some listeners that are obviously outside of America as well, but this can pertain to you because a lot of people right now in the shirt I have on, I wanted to put this shirt on because this shirt says Gold Habits. For those that are watching our YouTube channel, She's Got Time. you can see this shirt and it says Gold Habits. And this shirt is from the Olympics. And on the side arm of this shirt, it says for game and for country, right? And I remember being in the Olympics and I remember putting on that red, white, and blue uniform and thinking to myself, man, I'm one of 12 women that are going to represent our country and fight for a gold medal to say we're the best in the world, right? And when I looked around at all my other sisters, it didn't matter what race we were, didn't matter who we loved, didn't matter which state we were born in, didn't matter socioeconomics. All that mattered is that we all stood for something, and we stood for that flag that was the red, white, and blue up there to represent our country. And so that's why this topic for this week is really questioning who we are and where our values are. And when I say who we are and what our values are, it's a challenge. It's a challenge that we all need to take on each and every day to wake up and say, you know what? I'm going to be the best version of myself. I'm going to listen more and try to understand people that may not look like me, that are different from me, but just try to be a better me and a better American. And I wanted to share this because I talked earlier about Holly Rowe, and I wanted to just kind of share her tweet. She had a picture, and on the picture, she passed this sign, and it was obviously during Memorial Weekend. And the sign said, if you want to thank a soldier, be the kind of American worth fighting for. So think about that. If you want to really truly thank our men and women who go out there selflessly and put their lives on the line, not knowing if they're going to come home to their family, to their children, if you truly want to thank them, are you waking up every day and being the best version of yourself to be able to indulge and be happy in this freedom that each and every one of us have? Are you constantly seeking knowledge that'll help take you to that next level? I personally, myself, when I was on social media, there was a post that was going around in regards to how Memorial Day originated and where it came from. And the first thing that came to my mind was, as especially as an African-American woman, how did I not know this? How was I not taught this when I was younger? It's because even our history books at times, they write the things that they want to write, and sometimes they're not fully transparent with what truths are. And so I just wanted to share this with you because it was this post that was going around. And when you look it up, you can go and Google, you can go on Wikipedia and find this information out. And as an adult, me just hearing about this was really fascinating to me. So I wanted to share with you all here on She's Got Time. The post said, Memorial Day was started by former slaves on May 1st, 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina, to honor 257 dead Union soldiers who had been buried in a mass grave in a Confederate prison camp. They dug up the bodies and worked for 2 weeks to give them a proper burial as gratitude for fighting for their freedom. Then they held a parade of 10,000 people led by 2,800 Black children, where they marched, they sang, and they celebrated. So I didn't even know that probably ancestors of mine, because my family, my grandfather's family is from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, could have been part of helping to start, which we now celebrate as we should, Memorial Day. But it's important that we challenge ourselves each and every day to not only be better people, better human beings, but to also seek that knowledge that is out there, but we're not sharing because people want to have a certain narrative that only paints this country in one portrait. But I'm sorry, America is so diverse. It's like a Picasso. There's so many different paintings and movement and flow to the picture that you have to be willing to wake up every day and seek that knowledge. But so yes, so I wanted to share that with you briefly, but let me get back to what Holly Rowe's post was truly about, because I thought it was so fascinating that people are saying, you know, if you want to thank a soldier, be the best version of yourself. That's exactly what I'm saying now. But Holly went on and she wrote this, and I want to share it with you all because I think it really sums up what I'm saying here too. Holly said, this picture really made me think, I do want to be a great American, but what does that mean? For me, it means vote, be involved, serve others, speak up against injustice, protect rights for all, be loving and kind. I'm trying. Together we stand. Y'all, let me just pause for a moment. To me, that was so powerful because she said, I'm trying. So my challenge and question for you is, are you trying each and every day? Are you trying to be a better version or the best version of yourself? In everything you do, whether it's in your business, it's in your personal life, it's being the best mom, best boss, best wife, best husband, best entrepreneur, best VP, whatever the case may be, are you trying? And some people will say, yes, I'm trying. But you know what I say to them? Are you trying as hard as you possibly can? Like our men and women that are out there serving, that are trying to give back to their families, that are putting everything on the line. Do you have that heightened sense of, I have to be the best version of myself or try to get there every day? I don't know. Only you can answer that. But I wanted to share that with you. And I wanted to give you three different things that I think can help all of us continue as what we go each and every day. One is to speak with honesty. If you watch the media, if you see what's going on social media, if you see all the different, the propaganda and lies that sometimes go on through social media, we've seen it with our election last year and how we were attacked. But are you personally speaking with honesty? I think that's so important because that's a great place to start because you feel good because it's the right thing to do, right? To speak with honesty in everything that you do. People want transparency. They just want to know, are you being honest with me? And if you are, I can deal with that. But when you're a person that's not truthful, it's very hard to deal with you because it's like two sides of a coin. You never know which side you're going to flip and get, right? The second thing is, do you have sincere thoughts about not only who you are and what you want to be in life, but sincere thoughts about your community and the people around you, just in your neighborhood? Listen, I'm not saying everybody has this huge platform, but are you being sincere about what you want your neighborhood to look like? How do you want your child's school to be? See, because everybody could have, you know, put this front on or this representative that, oh, I'm about diversity. I'm about inclusion. I want my kids to grow up in this beautiful America. But then you're over here going into the voting booth and you're voting for somebody that's not going to pass the right laws to help that be possible. Do you sincerely want every child, doesn't matter what color, what race, what background they're from, to have the same opportunity as your own? Because what I want for me is the same as what I want for my sister or for my brother. That's how the principles and the foundation of America should be. Because we know America has a long history that we can't even get into right now on She's Got Time. But we're trying to break some of those cycles and be the best version of ourselves. Let's get back to what we need to be. Because we listen, there's times when we've shown great strength and great compassion for one another. And unfortunately, that usually has come after tragedy. If you think about 9/11, when 9/11 happened, it didn't matter who you were standing to next to in the subway. It didn't matter who you were as you were walking down the street, because we all were Americans, because we were dealing with something so traumatic and so heavy together. And unfortunately, we don't need to have another attack for us to buy into what that should look like and be. So my challenge for you is, what are you doing? What are you doing to be the best version of yourself daily in this? And third, you got some integrity. Because listen, you have to act with integrity every day. I remember when I was younger, my nana used to always say, and I think I said this before on She's Got Time, and y'all can hit me up in the comments below if I haven't, but I think that I've said before, my nana used to always say, that last name is all you got, right? And so you always want to have integrity in everything that you do, because you're representing even more than yourself. You're representing your family. And when people speak of you, when they speak of your last name and your family, you want them to say those people carry themselves with not only class, but integrity and honor with respect. Those are words I help people use towards me. Listen, integrity isn't just a word. It's an action. It's an act. How you carry yourself, the things that you do. Do you operate in that word integrity? And if you do, listen, you're at least doing something right and you're headed in the right direction. We need more people that speak with honesty, that have and think and feel a level of sincerity, and that also act with integrity. That's it. I'm tired of people thinking it's okay to just put out bad information, to lie whenever they feel like it. What are we teaching our kids? People used to care about that. I don't know if they still do, but what are we teaching our kids in our country? Where's the pride that we have? And I told you earlier on the side of my shirt right here, it says gold habits on the front because we're always striving with USA Basketball for gold, but for the game and for country. What's your four? For what and for what? Just a question I want to put out there. Now, y'all know before we get out of here, we have to do our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten your crown. Now, before we even get into that part, I want to make sure that y'all are following us on all our social media channels. Y'all have to see the content we're putting out on She's Got Time. Make sure you're going to our Instagram, our YouTube, our Facebook channel. You're subscribing and you're leaving us some comments. We also love the emails that you're sending in. Hopefully, we're getting to your suggestions on topics, but I appreciate you. You can email us to swinggottime@gmail.com. Now, first up, our take a seat this week. Whew, our take a seat has to go to the people that thought that Memorial Weekend was only about your barbecue. Oh my goodness. If I would have, the struggle plates and the barbecue and everything. Look, I know sometimes I get serious, but this had me cracking up. I mean, there was a lot of different posts about, you know, obviously Memorial Weekend, Memorial Day and celebrating our troops. But some of y'all struggle plates doing these barbecues. Listen, whew. Y'all need to take a seat. You need to probably go and learn how to barbecue before you start posting all these pictures on Instagram. Some of y'all out here thinking y'all Chef Boyardee, and it is not. It's just not good at all. I apologize, but my take a seat this week is to everybody that was on that grill that thought that they had them Uncle Sandals on and they was ready to get down on the grill and the barbecue was coming out flat. Very, very flat. Yeah, your IG pictures were kind of funny. So our take a seat this week has to go to you. And our take a bow this week has to go to the TAPS organization. And I wanted to make sure I share this because I talked earlier about the organization that I had an opportunity to work with the young kids, work with the adults. And it was in DC, and TAPS basically is a national military survival seminar they had called Good Grief Camp. And at this camp that they had, there were military family members of those who had either fallen or because of war or something else who have even come back home have passed. And so you're going into this thinking, man, what could possibly be as far as like, you know, this is something that's happening right now and people are struggling. And how am I going to make their day brighter by talking about basketball? And as you sit down and you start talking about life, you realize that they're just trying to wake up every day and put one step forward, one step forward. And it's tough. It's tough because they have one common thread throughout all of the people that were there at this camp and at the seminar was that they've lost some loved one. They've lost a loved one. A loved one that was selfless enough to go and serve for our freedom, our democracy. And that's why this week is my take a bow to each and every one of those kids, of those young adults that showed up to TAPS this past weekend in DC and made the decision that, you know what, I want to be in a fun environment. I want to learn. I want to grow. And I want to be around other people that are sharing good grief with me because we're celebrating the lives of those we lost. That to me was so, so powerful. And I don't think you really understand or can grasp to be in a room with this many people. And to also, I want to give a shout out to General Dempsey, who did an amazing job, supports this organization, MBA, all that they do. And I'll talk about the MBA in a second. But if you want to learn more about TAPS, you can go to TAPS and make sure that you can go to their national hotline if you need anything. It's 1-800-959-TAPS. Again, 1-800-959-TAPS. This is a National Military Survivor Helpline. For those out there that may be struggling, I wanted to just put it out there so that you know where you can go. TAPS, now this is an organization that has assisted more than 8,500 hundred surviving families and casualty officers and caregivers, all these different people. They have regional survivor camps. They have different things that go on. Learn more about this organization. You can go online, but I also wanted to give you their mission statement because they are the tragedy assistant program for survivors. That's why it's called TACS. They offer compassionate care to all of those grieving the loss of loved ones who died while serving in our armed forces. Now, a way that you can go and learn more about TACS is to go to TACS.org. All right. So TACS.org and learn more about this amazing organization and opportunity to work with this past weekend with the MBA and MBA Cares. So next, my level up and straighten your crown is going to go out to General Dempsey. I just wanted to thank General Dempsey. I've known him and got an opportunity to meet his wife and Chris and his family, beautiful family. But everything that he stands for and to watch him with those kids this weekend. And he actually had on a crown this weekend. And that's why he's my level up and straighten your crown, because one of the young kids at an event, I believe he said last year, saw him and he didn't have the crown on like one of the other people. And so she said she was going to make him one, and she made him a knitted crown. She made him a knitted crown, and I got an opportunity to actually take a picture of that. It was so cool, and he was just all into it and really loves to interact with those kids. So General Dempsey, this week, level up and straighten your crown. We appreciate all you've done and how you've served America so well. All right, our positive note before we get out of here. Came off the IG. Yes, Tamika Mallory came with another one that I thought all of my females out there needed to hear this one. Guys too, but here's our positive note. And it goes like this. One morning, she woke up different. Done with trying to figure out who was with her, against her, or walking down the middle because they didn't have the guts to pick a side. She was done with anything that didn't bring her peace. She realized that opinions were a dime a dozen, validation was for parking, and loyalty wasn't a word, but a lifestyle. It was with this day that her life changed, and not because of a man or a job, but because she realized that life is way too short to leave the key to your happiness in someone else's pocket. Deep, y'all. I love that post, and I just want to encourage each and every one of you to wake up every morning and be the best version of yourself. Hey, what's up, guys? So I wanted to talk to you about this really cool product that I've been trying lately. It's called Daily Harvest, right? So it's really, really cool. It's a product that I'm able to utilize that cuts down my time on having to prepare a smoothie, which you guys all know, I love smoothies. And in the morning time, I'm trying to get my son ready for school, get his lunch together, get his clothes together. And Daily Harvest has been it for me. So basically, listen, Daily Harvest, they come in these cups. It's so, so easy. It takes less than 5 minutes. All organic. The one that I love the most, I would say, is the one that has the cocoa and also the avocado. Really, really cool. So all you have to do is add your milk or your liquid base. And for me, y'all know I like almond milk, lactose intolerance, just I can't mess with all the other milk. I have to go with almond milk. So I put the almond milk in, you blend it up, put it back in your cup, you're out the door. Quick, easy. I don't have to pull out different bags of fruit. There's no preparation. It's already prepared for you. And I love the fact that it's organic. Having those organic fruits in there means a lot to me. These cups and the harvest bowls that they have, you can get them storming your freezer. And it's really, really that simple. All right. So I want to encourage you all to look at Daily Harvest. Check this product out. You are going to love it. And on top of that, I want you to use my promo code. All right. So you can go to dailyharvest.com and enter the promo code SWINCASH to get 3 cups for free. Y'all know how it is. If it's for free, it's for me. So again, go to dailyharvest.com, enter the promo code SWINCASH, get 3 free cups in your first box. All right. Hey, don't say your girl never looked out for you. All right. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Love and appreciate y'all joining us here on She's Got Time. And we'll see you next time. Swing cash. They call her Swing Cash. Swing cash. I call her Swing Cash.